This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, November 7th, 2012. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Standard time starts on Sunday, November 4th. At 2 o'clock a.m. daylight time, clocks are set back 1 hour to 1 o'clock a.m. Daylight saving time will return on March 10th, 2013. Be on the lookout this week for unusually bright meteors known as fireballs. If fireballs do appear, they are likely part of the Taurid meteor stream that seems to come from the direction of the Pleiades star cluster in Taurus the Bull. These could appear nearly at any time through the nighttime hours through at least November 11th. Fireballs are bright enough to see in spite of light pollution and moonlight. Taurid meteors are thought to be fragments shed from the nucleus of the periodic comet Encke. While irregular in the kind of show they produce, some meteor experts think that 2012 will prove to be a good one for spotting Taurid fireballs. The period of dark night sky between the end of twilight and moonrise increases successively each night. The time of moonrise advances from 7:20 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time to 11:36 p.m. Pacific Standard Time between October 31st and November 6th. The phase of the moon wanes from gibbous to last quarter during the same period. Jupiter is brilliant and eye-catching in the east-northeast after it rises shortly after nightfall. Located in Taurus the Bull, the planet is visible most of the night and is nearly overhead at 3 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time or 2 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The moon perches close to it on October 31st and November 1st. Early risers can see the brightest planet, Venus, low in the east after it rises at the beginning of dawn. By sunrise, Venus is 32 degrees high in the east-southeast. The International Space Station should rival Jupiter in brightness when it makes a pass high in the evening sky over Los Angeles on Thursday, November 1st. Now housing a crew of six under the command of NASA astronaut Sunita Williams, the ISS will cross the sky from the northwest to the south-southeast between 6:37 and 6:44 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and reaches its apex 54 degrees high in the southwest at 6:41 p.m. For appearances of satellites from any location on Earth, check www.heavens-above.com. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday, through Griffith Observatory's telescopes before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next Griffith Observatory Public Star Party, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, is scheduled for Saturday, November 17th. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.